The Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 27th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First, from NBC News, the man suspected of fatally shooting more than a dozen people in Lewiston, Maine, Wednesday night, is still at large. That as his family urged him to turn himself in. As we file this newscast, law enforcement officials are looking for Robert Card, whom they said is considered armed and dangerous. Card, a firearms instructor and a longtime Army reservist, began to hear voices that were saying horrible things about him about a couple months ago when he was fitted for high-powered hearing aids, according to Katie Card, who is married to his brother. She said his mental health has deteriorated quickly. Next to Alabama, where only 1 in 10 people in prison who apply for parole receives it, a new report is prompting calls to reform the state's parole system.
The ACLU's Alabama Parole Watch report observed around 300 parole hearings during the summer and finds the current system contributes to overcrowding and racial disparities and unfairly denies parole to some people who pose no public safety threat. Allison Molman with the ACLU of Alabama says even individuals who are cleared for work release in communities have an 85% parole denial rate.
When you look at the people who are going up for parole and being denied, many of those people have never had a write-up, sometimes in 20, 30, 40 years. Many of them are going into our communities every day and safely working alongside us.
Advocates pushing for reform say the parole board isn't adhering to its own guidelines and more people face denials without fair evaluation of their complete risk assessment. Shantia Hudson reporting.
The report also highlights the importance of selecting a governor's appointee to the board who could help balance public safety and punishment in its rulings. And the state of Montana has allocated nearly $1 million to help settle domestic cases before they ever get to court.
The Montana Family Transition Project is for couples who are separating and have children. It offers mediation, a formula for calculating child support, and legal advice for parents who need a parenting plan as part of their family law case. Somya Thomas with Montana Legal Services explains a mediator is a neutral third party trained to help people reach an agreement and stay out of court.
We take on a range of cases. We've worked with high conflict parties who've been in court for a long period of time, and we've been able to shorten that process by going through mediation, or we also just take really simple cases that can just take 3 to 4 hours of mediation time.
The Family Mediation Program costs the state more than $944,000, but is free to couples who qualify. One or both people in the relationship must have incomes at 200% of the federal poverty line. I'm Mark Moran.
The Family Mediation Program also offers self-help resources and other services. This is Public News Service. And today happens to be National Civics Day, rooted in history, a reminder of the importance of learning the rights and responsibilities of citizenship.
On this day in 1787, the first Federalist Papers were published and used as a philosophical basis for the U.S. Constitution. Charlie Hyde, president of the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site in Indianapolis, says a civics education has a more distinct purpose than a history or social studies course.
It's all about encouraging public participation in our American system of self-government. Learning about civics encourages critical thinking, community engagement, civic discourse. If you understand how your government functions, then you can take a leadership role.
House Bill 1384, passed in the 2021 Indiana General Assembly, mandates that starting in this current school year, Indiana students take one civics class in the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade.
I'm Terry D. reporting.
Next to Mississippi, where they received the lowest ranking of the 50 states for the overall health of women and children,
in the new America's Health Rankings report by the United Health Foundation, Mississippi comes in 48th among the states for its high maternal mortality rate, which has more than doubled since the last report. Nationwide, maternal mortality is up 29% since 2019. State Health Officer Dr. Daniel Edney says black women in Mississippi are 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women, which he calls absolutely unacceptable to everybody. He says the state's Healthy Moms, Healthy Babies program for Medicaid recipients with high-risk pregnancies should make a big difference.
You know, having that nurse that's assigned to the high-risk cases that's actually going into the home and working with the mom and the families and being able to be in the home with them until the baby's a year old.
For Public News Service, I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Finally, a coalition of animal welfare and family farm advocates say a proposed amendment to the 2023 Farm Bill jeopardizes states' ability to regulate their own farming practices.
The EATS Act is a response to Proposition 12, a California law mandating better conditions for all farm animals raised in the state and transported there. New England Farmers Union member Matt Barron says agricultural corporations are spreading misinformation about the law and threatening a dramatic rise in food prices.
The big ag conglomerates play the fear card with consumers, saying if we can't get our way to conduct food production on this massive scale, you won't have access to, you know, hamburger to grill before the football game.
Proponents of the EATS Act contend it's needed to streamline interstate commerce and prevent states from passing more laws that impose on farmers in other states. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.